How would you like to heal chronic illnesses with your intuition? Dr. Jess Armine will tell us how to do this, and he's known as Dr. Jess. He's a functional medicine expert who specializes in solving complex chronic illnesses that others can't figure out. And he works with individuals who have been told everything looks normal, yet continue to struggle with fatigue, brain fog, anxiety, chronic pain, and unresolved health issues. And by uncovering hidden dysfunctions in mitochondrial energy, immune signaling, and the nervous system, he helps patients finally understand what's driving their symptoms. So, Dr. Jess, tell us about healing chronic illnesses with your intuition. What do you exactly mean by that?
Follow me for more interviews with world's most innovative health changemakers to live your healthiest life ever.
It's a challenge, and I'm glad we're talking about this because healing with intuition takes a basic understanding of how your body works and how it interacts with spirit. The whole psychological, emotional, and spiritual connections are generally ignored as being woo-woo or something that doesn't exist, psychosomatic or placebo effect. In other words, no real connection. Well, let me go through for a little bit about how those things that are considered woo-woo will affect your cells, okay, what the real cell physiology is about, without getting real technical, okay? So you can see the pathway on how utilizing your intuition. And what I mean by that is actually listening to your intuition, okay? We live in a society that values the left brain, values scientific evidence, no matter how incredulous or counterintuitive it seems, okay? So I guess at the end of this, what I would really like you guys to know is that by utilizing your intuition, you can find the path to healing. And utilizing your intuition and recognizing the emotional, psychological, and spiritual maladies can injure ourselves just as much as everything else. So if you'll bear with me, I'll start at the bottom and work my way up. If I say a big word, please ignore me because I will explain it in the next 3 seconds. Okay. I've been in practice, I've been a healthcare provider for 50 years. So sometimes I have to translate medicalese into English. So bear with me a little bit. Okay. About in 2013, a doctor, Robert Navio, wrote a paper on the cell danger response. Okay. It's a real complex paper. I've worked my way through it. I'm very famous for taking complex issues and making them simple. But here's what he found. He identified and quantified on a scientific basis all the things that injure a cell. And that particular cell danger response is how your cells react to the attack, is your basis of all illness. Okay. So those things include toxins, as you might expect, things like mercury, things like, the plastics in the air and so forth and so on and so on, things that we're facing every day, microbes, viruses, parasites, bacteria, fungi, yeast, and so forth, which kind of makes sense. But also all the psychological, emotional, and spiritual traumas that we face. And he proved on a scientific basis, which is really important, I'll tell you in a second why, will injure the cell in equal measure. So all the spiritual, psychological, emotional stuff will injure the cell just as much as microbes, just as much as toxins. Now, when someone faces a severe psychological insult, a rape, sexual abuse as a child, a person in a battle, stuff like that, depending on the intensity of that particular issue, they might have immediate symptoms. But most often, those things are working below the level of consciousness, continually injuring the body. Okay. And the same way you would go after microbes with antibiotics, antifungals, or toxins as de in detoxifying or getting rid of the toxic exposure and detoxifying, the way to treat that third part is through your intuition. In other words, how do you treat it? Well, you have to use your intuition because your intuition, which is your connection to spirit, will in fact give you the pathway. Okay. So things you have to realize is that, in my practice, very often I'm being told that all my labs are normal. I feel exhausted, anxious, and my body's falling apart. And they're always told nothing is wrong. Okay. There's a reason for this. In traditional medicine, they are taught to treat on number one, an acute care basis, So in other words, if we take care of these little root causes, the body will take care of itself. And that is not true in a chronic illness. And they work by algorithm. Okay, this is the way they're taught. I'm not anti-medicine. I'm not anti-anything. Okay, I'm the guy really in the middle. I've been a paramedic. I've been a registered nurse in critical care for many years before I became a doctor. Okay, and I've been doing this for a really long time, so I can see the big picture, right? So when you have an algorithm that you follow, a particular pathway, and you do your tests for what the symptoms are that you're presuming are within your particular specialty, and you find nothing, instead of saying the logical thing, gee, I don't know, or something else might be going on, let me get a few people together and figure it out, it's like there's nothing wrong. I can't find anything wrong within my specialty. There's nothing wrong. Well, when you have a chronic illness, okay, of whatever ilk, whatever happens to be, because all chronic illness has the same base, okay, the same cellular base. So this can be applied to autoimmune diseases, Hashimoto's. This can be, long COVID, anything that has become chronic that you're fighting and you don't know why it's still there. And you're being told by multiple specialties that there's nothing wrong, which is really what they're really saying is they can't find it within their specialty. Okay. And I want you to own that. If a gynecologist says, I can't find anything, all that says is that there's nothing in the genitourinary system that is pathological. If a gastroenterologist says that, it's nothing in the GI system, the gastroenterological system, that they can find wrong. It doesn't mean there's nothing wrong. But you start doing the lab test and everything falls within the reference range, okay? Which doesn't mean you're healthy. It means that, in reference to 100,000 tests, this is the bell curve and a couple of standard deviations out. And they don't look at, hey, it's on one side or the other. And because it's low and you happen to be a bigger person, that you might have anemia, even though it falls just into the reference range. It's either yay or nay, and it's not like that, okay? When many specialties are saying this to you and you have a family that loves you and has taken you to different doctors and so forth, eventually you begin to believe there's nothing wrong and it's all here. Okay. Something can be psychological and still cause problems. Okay. But really what's going on with you is your body is overwhelmed. Your nervous system is stuck in survival mode. The mitochondria simply don't have the energy to keep up with the demands of life. So it's not a failure of your body. It's usually an adaptive response that's been stuck there for a while. And I mentioned the word mitochondria, okay? And this is where we're going to start putting all those together. Your mitochondria, if you remember your basic biology in school, they drew a circle of the cell, and then they drew the nucleus and say, oh, that's the nucleus. So that's the brain of the cell. They put little dots in there. That's the cytoplasm. They put little holes here. Those are vacuoles. That's where you get rid of stuff. Then they drew this little thing that looked like a racetrack. And they say, that's the mitochondria, that's the powerhouse of the cell, let's go. Okay? And I've been in all the research in mitochondrial research. And what your mitochondria do, they produce your energy. All your metabolism and everything you do actually goes into fueling that so you can actually get the energy that your body uses. Now, if you're sitting up looking at me, obviously your mitochondria are working to a large degree. But it's all a matter of percentage. How much are they working? Let's say normal is 95% efficiency. I'm not going to use, but when you get an acute illness, it drops to 80%. And then when you get better, it goes back up to 95. But when you have a chronic illness from multiple causes, that can get as low as 75 or 65%. And what that means is that you have enough energy, which is called ATP. You have enough energy to breathe, and to basically go about your business, but not enough for healing, not enough for repair, not enough for continuing and having a good life, okay? So the things that affect the mitochondria are also the toxins, microbes, and all the spiritual, psychological, and emotional things, okay? And if your mitochondria doesn't work, okay, there's lots of reasons for it, okay? So since we're talking intuition, remember that if you... Let me see if I can frame this well. When you're having things like fatigue, anxiety, brain fog, and you check them out, they're not necessarily random problems. They're signals, okay? But what are these signals of, and how do you know? Well, what has been ignored, and I'm going to use mothers as an example, is intuition, okay? Because intuition, if you utilize it correctly, will tell you the direction to go. And mothers have a intuitive sense with their children that I believe that spirit gave them that is completely accurate. Why don't they use it? Because they've been told by their care providers, pediatricians and so forth, that no, it can't be, it has to be scientifically proven, okay? So what most mothers do, because they care deeply about their children, is they will try and out-research the doctor. And I have people come to me, what about this, what about that, what about this, what about that? Well, I'm really good at looking and saying, listen, let's look at the big picture and find out what's happening. But most doctors find that to be an annoyance. You don't know, I know, I'm the doctor. And the scientific evidence says this. Well, in medicine, the worst thing that you possibly have done to medicine is called evidence-based medicine, because they develop their treatment based on placebo-controlled double-blind studies. And I won't get into the fact that those are biased because of the way that, let's say, the pharmaceutical companies, you know, stimulate particular answers. But I will say that in good research, you cut out many variables to answer a question. Now, you bring that information to me as a clinician, and I have to apply it to somebody with innumerable variables, okay? It doesn't always work. How do I work? Well, I use my scientific evidence, my clinical acumen, and my intuition. That's why I'm successful at treating these things, because I look at things from different points of view. A mother has been, the doctors don't utilize their best tool, which is the mother's intuition. And when I treat a lot of autistic kids, when I'm treating them, I have to give the mothers permission to use their intuition. I have to tell them how to do it, because they're so used to having to use the doctor's paradigm to get them to understand what their little intuitive sense is saying, that they ignore their intuitive sense and they look at all the studies and everything that's out there, and they start jumping down rabbit holes and they get into what I like to call analysis paralysis. Okay, where you can't see the forest through the trees, just can't. So if you're going to use your intuition, you need to be quiet. You need to create a state of calm. For, you know, a religious person, it might be praying, it might be saying the rosary, it might be taking a walk in the forest, it may be meditation, whatever calms your left brain down. What I really suggest, though, by the way, if you're going to use your intuition, is fill your left brain with whatever you want. Okay, put it all in there. And then when you calm down, then engage in whatever method you need to calm your spirit down. Okay. The questions you can ask them, and always look for that little nudge. Okay. In Christian terms, if you will, the devil yells and God whispers. Okay. In spiritual terms, that little nudge is your intuition. Okay. Is what's telling you which way to go. At first, it's going to be a little difficult, but as you tend to use it, okay, you'll have that feeling that, you know, I always ask my parents, their children, I'm saying, listen, what's underneath? What do you feel is going on? Okay. Even though it doesn't make sense, what do you feel is going on? And that's where I usually find the pearls. That's where I find the direction to go. Okay. You have to realize that you're an integrative system. Okay. You can't treat a thing. Okay. I'm also a genetic expert. So you can't treat the methylation pathway and not affect other pathways. They all work together. Okay. You can't put one thing into the body and say, hey, go over here, would you? Thank you. Okay. The body will take whatever you give it and utilize it. So in supporting your intuition, okay, and supporting your body is giving your body the ability to do its work. If you don't do that, it doesn't really matter what you do. Okay, medicine or alternative medicine wise, nobody's going to heal. Okay, your mindset is your intuition. Okay, your biology drives your emotional state, yes, but your emotional state drives your biology. Let me give you a quick example. You've heard the term psychosomatic disease, just cycle the mind affecting some of the body. They usually use that disparagingly, like, it's just psychosomatic, but it's true, really. What goes on here can affect you here, no question at all. And the way that I do that with my medical doctors is like, listen, have you ever heard of somatopsychic disease? What? Body causing mental problems. That can't happen. Really? You ever hear of PMS? Okay. You ever hear of something going on that can cause emotional expressions? Happens all the time. Okay. And diabetes, in the menstrual cycle, PMS, PMDD, you know, you can actually go psychotic from PMS on certain cases and so forth and so on. So you have to realize that your mindset and your whole emotional state will affect your body's functions, okay? So when you're thinking about how to use your intuition, it's really giving you the direction you should go. Okay, we all have to make decisions. And sadly, in our society, the onus of diagnosis is on the person least trained to do it, and that's the patient themselves. What do I mean by that? Well, we live in a society of specialties. Okay, I remember when this happened from the 60s on out. In the 1960s and before, the general practitioner was the king. And I remember my general practitioner. He knew everything. He also knew me since I was a baby. Okay, he knew what my family was like and so forth. So when something was going on with a member of my family and he would send them to a specialist, that specialist would barely talk to the patient. And at the end would say, I'll call your doctor. That special would call your doctor, tell him what he found or what she found. Your doctor would sit there and listen and say, thank you very much. And then decide what was best for you based on what he knew about you and what the specialist said. Then would call you and explain what should be done. And you believed them or her. Why? Because they knew you for a long time. They knew everything about you. And more than that, they were your advocate. Okay? Now we have just specialties and the general practitioner has been ostracized. That's a bad name. When you go into like family medicine, being a generalist is a bad thing. It's not, because nobody's coordinating their care. Nobody's taking the responsibility to figure out what's wrong. So how does somebody who doesn't have medical training and has only gone to the school of Google or consulted Dr. Google, okay, which is a battlefield, okay, to get their knowledge, how do you know what's true? How do you know what's more? It just doesn't sound good, or especially on the internet, they'll push anything, make it sound like a magic bullet, and they'll do it by diagnosis. Hey, if you have Hashimoto's, do this. If you have migraines, take this. If you have but, they don't go into, hey, what it could be possibly caused from. Okay, maybe you should treat that. How do you even know to do that? Okay, that's where your intuition comes in. Okay, you need to know what to look at. Treating it. Sometimes the intuition will also tell you how to treat. They won't make suggestions like, okay, your intuition is not going to say, okay, here's a treatment plan. Okay, but when you're trying to decide between two different treatments or three different treatments, your intuition tells you which way to go. It's tough to do it that way. There's lots of interactions that go on, okay? But the arbiter, in my opinion, of the direction you need to go, the specialist you need to see, or what you feel that pain is coming from, okay, if you have a belly pain, is it coming from your GI tract? Is it coming from the genitourinary tract? Is it coming from the kidneys? Is it coming from the gallbladder? Is it coming from the pancreas? Is it coming from the liver? You know, your intuition at least points you in the right direction, whether you should see a gastroenterologist or a gynecologist or a urologist, okay, or a particular specialty, especially when you're being told there's nothing wrong. How do you overcome that? Overcome it with your intuition. How do you get your intuition involved? Again, you need to quiet your mind. For those devotees of Sherlock Holmes, by the way, I'm essentially a diagnostician, okay? If you watch Dr. House on TV, I'm the real-life Dr. House, okay? And 45 minutes into every episode of Dr. House, he does this. And it's a joke. But what is he doing? He's letting everything sit and he's using his intuition. House is Holmes, not Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock Holmes was the paragon of logic. Not really. He would gather all this information. He was a great, very good observer. Then if you read the canon, he sits up at night in the dark, smoking a pipe. By morning, he has the answer. What is he doing in the dark? Not going over his notes. He's letting his intuition put it in the right order and coming up with, this hasn't been looked at. Or in medical terms, that can't happen. But those things are the ones that should be, you know, that'll get, I also teach, I know I do a lot of different things. I'm weird. The thing that gets you thrown out of my courses is if you're a doctor, is that phrase, that can't happen. I'll toss you right out. Okay, because once you do that, you cut off lines of investigation and you're going to miss stuff. Okay, when I do an intake on somebody, which takes me a couple of hours, I'll find those points where, gee, we didn't think that was important. Well, those are the ones that were important. That's what's left over. So your intuition gives you direction, okay? And when you have to decide in between two things, or three things, it'll give you an indication of what's better and what's not. If you're a parent, you have a boost because it's in you already, and all you have to do is access it. But it does mean that you're going to want to fill that left brain with whatever you want, but then it gets more confusing. To sort it, you really need to, however you want to calm. Okay, meditation is great. There's no magic formula. Like I said, if you're a Catholic or a Christian, prayer might be the best way to go. If you're a Catholic, the rosary might be the best way to go. Whatever you have found in your life that allows you to calm, allows you to not turn off your brain, but achieve that balance. A lot of people, it's taking walks in the forest, grounding and so forth, walking on the beach, grounding, all these different things. Okay, that whatever works for your particular person, your particular physiology, okay? And that's when you can ask the question or just let the question come to you. I know that's very unscientific, but in this world of evidence-based medicine, all the glitches happen because the evidence is faulty. Not always, but as it relates to your individual physiology. That's why intuition will give you a leg up on the direction or the direction you should follow. Or, hey, I'll give you a quick example. I'm sorry, I've been talking all morning. I feel like I have peanut butter in my mouth. I joke around all the time. The reason I do that is because I believe that disease is a bully. And we either punch it in the nose or we laugh at it. And I laugh at it. One of my first cases when I was doing this type of work, and it was a little girl who was 8 years old, who we found out had visual hallucinations, auditory hallucinations, and olfactory hallucinations. She would smell things that weren't there. And she also had a very bad gut. She reacted to everything. Real skinny little thing. She's the cutest thing on two legs. Her parents consulted me, and I worked with her with an integrative. We found out that she had chronic Lyme disease, anaplasma, chronic candida, yeast, and HHV6, which is a herpes type virus in the brain. Okay, so now we got some good reasons. Okay, plus she had a nasty leaky gut, which she kind of reacted to everything. Well, at the time, we treated leaky gut first. And we got to the point that we were pretty confident that her gut was working better. The pediatrician wanted to put one of those big IV lines, called a PICC line, in the chest and start treating with rotating antibiotics. Okay, and for a little 8-year-old, I was not comfortable with that. So I researched a different way of treating, okay, using a different substance. And what I did with the parents is I presented both points of view to them without bias at all. And I said, I want you guys, because they were very Christian. So I could speak in a Christian manner to them. I'm an interfaith minister, so I studied all the faiths. So if I'm talking to a Jewish person, I can speak in Judaism. A Muslim, I can speak in those terms also. Okay, because everything's okay, So I said, why don't you guys get together, say, prayer and decide, do what your intuition says. The next day they came back to me and said, okay, we're going to try your method first. And if that doesn't work, we'll try the other one. I said, okay. With what I utilized, within 6 weeks, all of her symptoms were gone, every single one of them. Okay. And I tested her 6 weeks after that, and all the positive tests were negative. And she was 8 years old at the time. She's now 21, graduating college and going to medical school next year. I followed her. The parents were beautiful enough to keep me in the loop throughout her life. She grew. I got pictures of her when she graduated high school. I got the card that she was graduating. I cried for a week. She's in Texas. I got the card for her graduation and all the pictures. I cried for a week. Okay, because she's just so beautiful, such a wonderful girl. Okay, how did they find out what to do? They're presented with two totally different ways of treating, and were given information without prejudice, without bias, so they can make an informed decision. How do they make the decision? And then it was praying, calming them, and then following their intuitive sense, which between the both of them, they had the same feeling. So, it was easy. With a good plan, reasonable plan, okay? She had been chronic for a couple of years. So, doing my method then the other way wasn't going to hurt her by waiting a little bit. It wasn't that critical. Her intuition. Okay. You see how it's applied there. There's lots of different techniques, a lot of meditative techniques and so forth, but they all come down to one thing. Calm your mind by whatever method possible, and then ask the questions, or you'd be pondering on the question anyway, and the answer will come up. It takes practice. That's all. Okay, it takes practice listening to your intuition. That's a major thing, a major way that I figure out what to do with people. And those times when I didn't listen to my intuition, I was always wrong. Always. And you've been, think about it, you've been that way too. Like, I should have went that way. I knew I should have gone that way. I felt it, but I went against it. Okay. Should I tell you not to do what the doctor tells you to do if your intuitive sense says no? Well, as long as your intuitive sense, okay? When you're speaking with a doctor, it's always good to be able to understand what he or she is saying. And a good doctor will make sure you understand what's going on in the best terms possible. Not because you're stupid, but because, you know, you deserve to know what's happening. Okay, you deserve to know the way things are working and what my expectations are and why I'm making these decisions based on my observations or whatever. And I always work with my patients, I don't dictate to them, okay? Because they drive their healthcare. I'm a counselor, if you will, okay? And they need to understand all this complex stuff in the easiest way I can put it together that allows them to understand how things actually work. You don't really need to know a lot of the intricacies, because it doesn't affect how you treat something a lot of times. Make decisions for yourself and for a loved one. You need to use your intuition, and you simply need to practice it so that when the doctor says, this is what we're going to do, and your insights say no, it should be a practiced thing. In other words, not because you're angry about something, not because the doctor has no people skills, you know, he's one of those doctors that has no people skills, but he's technically excellent, that kind of stuff. Usually surgeons are like that, you know, they're like, okay, this is what we're going to do, see you later. Okay, yeah, okay. Very few surgeons will sit down and explain things the way I would, okay, or would somebody like me would. But if you practice utilizing your intuition on small things, okay, hey, my son's, you know, allergic to, or I think he may be responding to, or negatively responding to these kinds of foods. You know, you're looking at different, different products and so forth, and you have to make a decision. You can use your intuition and figure out which product to use that would be. And once you have a little bit of experience that, yeah, I chose that because of my intuition, that because of my intuition, you start getting that feeling of, okay, now I know what that feeling feels like, you know, and then when you start to use it for bigger things, you know, you can utilize your intuition. Now, remember, when it comes to chronic illness, it all has to do with the same base, okay? There are root causes, things that cause the cells to be injured, and normally the cells will respond to it and eradicate what the threat is and then go on being normally functioning. And the way you can feel that is, I'm sure we've all had like strep throat or something like that, and the doctor will give you antibiotics, and you feel kind of terrible for a couple of days, and you start feeling better. And then all of a sudden, you turn the corner. And that's when that cell danger response I spoke of resolves itself. Okay, and then you get better quickly. But sometimes you get multiple things, like during COVID, the spike protein, people have long COVID and so forth. Okay, and the root causes are still there, still injuring you. And the response becomes multiple or chronic, and you never make that turn. And we accept a lower function in life. Like, oh, I'm just getting old, or I'm just this. Okay. So if we look at things from a cellular level, like even if it gets chronic, even eradicating the root causes may not get rid of the symptoms. You have to look at what caused it and what the downstream effects are based on the cellular dysfunction and attend ourselves to that. And then you start to heal. But what you really need to know is that you're a dynamic system. Okay. And you're looking for what I like to call biogenic coherence, okay? That vibe, the difference between flashlight light and laser, okay? In order to get that efficiency, clarity, and resilience, okay, you need to start healing things at the cellular level. And the way to do that, the way to decide the direction to go, is with your intuition. That's the best way to go about it. Did I lose everybody?
My question is, I feel like I was born to win. Like I was born to be like an awakened titan to empower 100 million people. And over the last, I would say, 7 years, I haven't played up to my full potential. And a lot of it was because I was extremely ill with sore throat, cough, migraine. And in the last, I would say, year and a half, I also have black eyes. And I'm not talking about this makeup that I'm wearing now. I literally have like black eyes around here in the inner corner of my eye. And someone told me that you know, like some people have done like black magic on me and so on. And I mean, I never believed that. But one thing that I would say is that I've always felt my power was always in my smile, in my eyes, and in my hair, and in my voice. And you can say all of it was kind of like affected in the sense that like my voice has been affected for the last 7 years. Because even now, like I can speak now with a little bit of ease, but I have a tiny bit of sore throat. And normally I would have to do this kind of like a throat clearing exercise every 20 seconds because it would be impossible for me to speak. And I've been like this for the last at least 7 years. So even doing the podcast has been almost like an impossible task, you know? And that's one of the reasons why you will notice when you look at my YouTube videos or my podcast where there's a video, you will see that I'm like always making faces because I'm muting myself, trying to clear my throat. And it's like a really, really big struggle. Then a year and a half ago, like I have this problem with my eyes where, you know, my eyes are kind of getting black and I find that, wow, that's so weird. And the migraine is like literally like impacting the clarity and the focus that I have. So it's been a major, like the entire thing has been like a major block. And I'm wondering about, and the other thing is I'm actually a very, very intuitive person. And I have never felt like this black magic thing. But now I'm thinking that maybe someone did attack me in some way. And the other thing that happened last year in September is I went to Dubai to have, and I thought I was going to, you know, turn myself into a superstar by having a really great haircut. And what actually happened was the hairstylist gave me such a bad haircut and cut all my hair. And now I had to put extensions. And I mean, since September until February, I was very depressed about it because literally my hair is literally only up to here. She literally gave me like a short haircut. And I was like reading magazine and didn't even notice what she was doing. And it was kind of too late to do anything. And it was only in February this year that I kind of came up with the solution to like have hair extensions and I look like me again. What I'm saying is as a combined whole, I just feel like I've been attacked, you know, like health-wise from multiple perspectives. And does that mean that I'm using my intuition well? Or do you think actually, no, that's not the case at all, and you should be looking at a better way to explore your intuition. And how would I figure out what the truth is around that, and how do I actually use it to heal myself?
First off, that's amazing that you have the sensibility for that and identifying it, okay? The first thing I'm going to say is the doctor who treats himself has got a fool for a patient, okay? It's a human thing to not be able to figure out what's going on with yourself. Okay. It's easier for somebody like me because I can step back a little bit, look at the big picture, but you have to live with yourself moment by moment. Okay. With a million different inputs a day. The first thing about black magic, this is something I do know a bit about. The probability of that is extremely low. There aren't really many black magic practitioners out there because in order to do black magic, you have to put your soul on the line and you're calling up demons and oh my, okay. It's incredibly dangerous for the person, okay? They'd have to have a real good reason to be going after you on that. Sometimes it's another soul sees you not as who you are, but who you were in a past life that you may have done something to them, but they see you as that. And they may still attack you on an emotional level. But the other references you made were of liver toxicity, the eyes, okay? The other symptoms were of allergies, you know, of some cellular, which again, we go back to cellular dysfunction, leaky gut syndrome, stuff like that.
I also have acne. I also have acne and yeah. I have been diagnosed before with leaky gut, but I didn't actually do any measures to kind of combat that.
Well, remember that leaky gut allows antigens to get into your immune system and reacts to it, okay? Skin problems are always liver issues unless there's a localized infection or something else like that. And there's several things I can mention, but I don't want people to get frightened because they're exceedingly rare. Not treating leaky gut, just on that subject, and I did write a book on leaky gut. It's called Leaky Gut, Leaky Cells, Leaky Brain, and it's on Amazon, where I did, you know, a very good book for lay people on leaky gut syndrome. But it's one of those things that happens in chronically ill people, and it creates inflammation. If you treat leaky gut and it's not there, for whatever reason, because of testing and so forth, you're not going to hurt anybody because you're using digestive enzymes. Then you'll use like demulcent herbs to create a mucus layer, things like sloperidol, inulin, galactose oligosaccharides, stuff like that. You'll support the cellular function with butyrate, usually butyrate or glutamine, which are commonly used. Using some probiotics, depending, okay, on what the particular situation is, okay? Basically, you're rebuilding the cellular, at least the mucus layer first, because that's what traps the antigens. You can't do anything about what the immune system does. What you can have control over is the entry of the antigens, okay? So what happens then, if that continues, is that it creates inflammation. Those reactions to those antigens creates inflammation, and it gets worse and worse and worse. So a lot of times we see leaky gut, somebody will have food intolerances, and then you might see autoimmune problems, then you might see neuroautoimmune problems, and then you might see dysautonomia, which is dysfunction of the autonomic nervous system, like POTS and so forth. But it expresses a lot of other ways too, because of the gut-brain axis, okay? And I lectured on that just in September in Ireland, on the gut-brain axis and its relationship to neurodiversity. And the signals coming from the gut, when they become funky, if you will, okay, they affect the brain function. And you start getting expressions like, you know, depression, anxiety, all the way up to psychosis or autism or ADD, ADHD, ODD, oppositional defiance disorder. It's not just, and that's treated with medications that only work on the receptors but don't work on the body's function, so they're doomed to fail after a while, quite frankly, okay? So treating leaky gut is kind of a thing that everybody should do with a chronic illness, because it is usually the reason for increasing inflammation. And remember, chronic inflammation is the basis of almost every disease. What some people call it oxidative stress, some people call it chronic inflammation. It doesn't matter, it's the same thing, okay? You talk about reactive oxygen species, now you want to be fancy. Right? It's oxidative stress. It is the inflammation, okay? It's what damages everything. We can go into the history of it, but I don't want to spend... I know, I'm sure if I start lecturing on that, I will put everybody to sleep, which is great for insomnia, okay? Listen to one of my long lectures and you have a nice nap, you know? But so that's going to cause a lot of gunk to have to go through the detox pathways. That backs up. You start getting the black eyes and everything, okay? It is tough for you to use your own intuition on this. Although, what I think is happening is that your left brain, you know, is interacting with your intuition, and you just don't have enough distance to say, let's look at this a little logically and kind of rule things out that we shouldn't be worried about. When you're sick, that's all you can think about, okay? Then I know when people are kind of really frustrated because they start grasping at straws. Maybe it's the B6, maybe it's the zinc, because they go on the internet and say, oh, Sol Palmetto will do this, okay? Sometimes they hit the nail on the head, most times they don't. By the way, in every advertisement out there, by the way, people, you see these wonderful cases, okay? That's this person got better in 2 weeks with this. Okay, that's not usual. That's their best case. Okay, if I talked about the little girl or some of my woman that had 25 seizures a month, and we knocked her down to one seizure a month, it took about a year. Oh my God, that's not a usual thing. It's usually hard work. Okay, and yes, many people get better under my care, but not in 6 weeks. Okay, not if it's been chronic for a long time. Not with those kind of issues. All right, some people do. And most people don't. But you know, you keep working at it and getting back their physiology and, you know, balance their emotions and so forth, and they get better, okay? So don't be fooled by the advertisements, okay? You just don't be, because there's no magic bullet out there, right? I don't think that you've been affected by black magic, although if you feel that way, I honestly don't know who you would go to check it out, okay? And I don't think you should deal with that yourself, okay? Whatever practitioner in Wicca or in that realm who really knows their stuff, okay, is the only people who could really counter this. Has somebody psychically cursed you to a certain degree? It's possible. Okay, what do you do about that? Well, you have to build up your defenses. Okay, you have to heal the body too. You have to get the body working, because it's not. Okay, but then psychically, you have to develop some defenses. Okay, sometimes that's, you know, clearing your aura. A lot of times, sometimes it's putting energy around you. I'm also a Reiki master, you know, doing healing on other people, heals you, stuff like that. But it's really clear that you have some detoxification issues, you know, and some allergy issues. Okay. And from what you just said, if you treat leaky gut, I think you'll see some improvement. Also with that, by the way, is getting vitamins and minerals into your cells. And the way you do that is with liposomal vitamins and minerals. They have liposomal multivitamins, which get directly into the cells. That's your best way of getting those things that the cells need for their processes to work into the cells themselves.
Thank you. One thing I've noticed is that I have been depressed for the last, say, 7 years, and I had a lot of anxiety as well. But one thing I did recently that has helped me a lot is I'm currently like traveling around the world, and I'm experiencing a lot of sun and swimming. So I'm noticing like a major improvement in terms of like lowering my anxiety. And I mean, I don't have anxiety right now. I had some yesterday, but like generally I don't have. It's just like I was just experiencing some anxiety yesterday because my flight was canceled out of this country. But like normally I feel perfectly fine and I'm not depressed anymore. And so, I mean, generally I feel so great and I feel like the most beautiful I've ever felt, even though like my skin doesn't agree. So, I mean, there must be a way that I'm actually perhaps lowering my inflammation without even knowing it. Like, is it that the sun and, you know, like swimming, does that help you to lower your inflammation?
Where are you swimming in?
In the pool.
Well, is it a pool with chlorine or pool with like a, that's like seawater or?
I don't know. It's like a hotel pool. I'm sure it's with chlorine.
There you go. We know it's a chlorine thing. Okay. Yeah. All right. The easiest answer is vitamin D if you're getting a lot of sun. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're out there in a bathing suit. So more of your skin area is exposed to the sun. So one of the reasons, and it's a common reason for depression, is a lack of vitamin D. Okay, the sun hits your, you know, the ultraviolet rays hits your skin, the cholesterol in your skin converts to vitamin D25OH, and then it gets converted to 125, and then it hits the vitamin D receptor and does all those wonderful things that vitamin D does, which includes lowering inflammation, which includes improving mood by lowering it. So inflammation is a part of the depression. Okay, the leaky gut is part of the depression. Okay, because your serotonin that counters the excitation, which counters anxiety, 80% of your serotonin is created in the gut, okay? And low vitamin D will do this. So you took care of one factor, which is great because obviously, you know, it's a pretty good factor. The telling point, if you wanted to know if that was the only thing, is that you're probably going to need to go back into a normal, and should be normal, but you know, you go back to England, you're not going to get a lot of sun. Okay, it's the way it is. All right. So if the depression stuff returns, then you know it was the vitamin D. But sometimes just taking vitamin D doesn't correct that. Okay, it has to do with the vitamin D pathways. But that's a valuable piece of information. Okay. Situational anxiety is different from endogenous anxiety. Meaning that if you're anxious because of a reason, they canceled my flight, oh my God. Okay. That's a reason for anxiety. If you break up with a boyfriend or if you're a guy and break up with a girlfriend or whatever, all right, and you get depressed, that's situational depression. That's appropriate. When you have depression for no reason, if you have anxiety for no reason you can ascertain, once you're honest with yourself, because lots of times we have feelings and then we backfill them in with rationale because we don't want to think we're crazy, and I don't blame you, okay? But when that happens, when you have endogenous depression or anxiety, then you look to the body for what dysfunctions are causing or resulting in that. Okay. How do you know which way to go? You can use your intuition to get a general idea of where it might be coming from. And it's usually not psychological. You know, an event may have set it off many years ago. Okay. But what's happening now, your body should heal itself. You have to start asking questions why it's not. So working our way back. And that's why I gave you a hint about the cell. You start talking about cellular function and attending to that, you're going to help the whole body because put cells together, you get tissues. Put tissues together, you get organs. Put organs together, you get a body. Okay? What we do is we try and treat from the outside in. We have to treat from the inside out. Okay? And that's the hint. If you take anything away from here, your people take anything away from here, treatment-wise, if you treat the cells, if you at least give them the liposomal multivitamins and multiminerals, because most things don't get absorbed, you know, think about treating leaky gut, just those two things, okay, a lot of people are going to start getting improvements because their body's going to work and their bodies will heal itself, okay? But like intuition is a big part of it.
Thank you. Tell us where entrepreneurs can connect with you.
Well, the easiest way is to, they can either email me at this, just at drjessarmine.com. They can go to my website, which is drjessarmine.com. If somebody wants to work with me and has a condition that they, you know, want to know if I can help them with, they can go to my website. There's a button there where you can schedule a 30-minute complimentary conference. What I do there is we can sit there and talk about it and decide. I can decide whether I can treat you or not, because I don't take cases. I take very few cases because of the type of cases that I take. So I only treat complex multifactorial illnesses that haven't been helped elsewhere. So I can make a determination, yes, this is, you know, the kind of case that I treat. And if we're a good fit, if we like each other, and we're going to communicate well, because communication is everything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Heal Podcast with Lily Patrascu shares longevity and anti-aging techniques to stay young forever, increase energy, overcome addiction, and live your longest best life ever, shared by world's most innovative alternative and traditional health thought leaders, healers, and doctors. Discover quantum healing strategies to heal your mind, body, and soul.